ISRO is undertaking a mega experiment at India's rocket port at Sriharikota today. A spanking new monster rocket named GSLV Mark III D1 is all set to launch an altogether new class of communication satellite. Here is all you need to know about the mission that's been dubbed India's rocket of the future. The GSLV Mark III D1 rocket is scheduled for liftoff at 5:28 p.m. today from the second launch pad of the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The GSLV Mark III D1 is a three-stage vehicle with indigenous cryogenic upper stage engine designed to carry heavier communication satellites into the geosynchronous transfer orbit, that is GTO. Apart from the cryogenic engine, designated C-25, carrying about 28 tons of propellants, it has two solid strap-on motors, S-200, and a core liquid booster, L-110. The mission is significant as the GSLV Mark III that weighs equivalent to the weight of 5 fully loaded Boeing jumbo jets or as much as 200 fully grown elephants is the heaviest rocket to be launched from our own soil. Till now, ISRO had to depend on foreign launchers for communication satellite weighing more than 2,300 kg. The GSLV Mark III D1 is capable of lifting payloads of up to 4,000 kg into the GTO and 10,000 kg into the low Earth orbit. The mission would also augment India's communication resources as a single GSAT-19 satellite will be equivalent to having a constellation of 6 to 7 of the older variety of communication satellites in space. This is India's rocket of the future as it will undoubtedly be human-rated to carry Indian astronauts likely to be named Gaganauts or Vyomanauts. Former ISRO chairman K. Kasturi Rangan, the man who conceived the GSLV Mark III, confirms it will be the country's vehicle to ferry Indians into space. The most innovative development on GSAT-19 is that for the first time there will be no transponders on the satellite. Instead, for the first time, ISRO is using a whole new way beaming data down using multiple frequency beams and hence it is dubbed a high-throughput satellite. GSAT-19 is going to be powered for the first time with indigenously made lithium-ion batteries. These batteries have been made so that India's self-reliance quotient can increase. In addition, similar batteries can then be used to power electric vehicles like cars and buses. ISRO says GSAT-19 also features certain advanced spacecraft technologies including miniaturized heat pipe, fiber optic gyro, micro-electro-mechanical systems, accelerometer. These are all important developments being tested so that they become mainstay systems on future missions.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.